Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The manager of the Yankees in Toronto is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
You know, Aaron, we were just discussing this. Off top of your head, is the stadium in London a bandbox? Is it going to be a really home run haven for that series, or do you not know yet?
That's not my understanding. It's shorter in center field, I believe, like maybe 390, but with a higher wall. But I think pretty conventional otherwise. You know, I think 330, 375 maybe in the alley. So we'll see what that center field plays like. Obviously won't know that till we get a feel and get there and have our workout day on Friday.
And how about playing on the turf? Does that impact any of your players, or not really?
No. I think it's very similar to what we experience here in Toronto and in Tampa and Arizona. We were just there where they have the field turf now. So my understanding that it's similar to these kind of surfaces.
Well, you had a remarkable 40 games, so you knew you were going to hit a little patch somewhere along the way, and now you've hit one for a couple of games.
Yeah, no question. That first game up here, not able to finish off the sweep, obviously, with the Red Sox. And then, you know, that first game here, had some traffic, had some opportunities, just couldn't quite get over the top. And then obviously yesterday, they got to our bullpen a little bit. So, just a couple of games, fully expect us to go out and hopefully Jay can get us off on a good note tonight and hopefully get out of here with a win and on to Cleveland.
Probably the first of, if you're around here a long time, and we think you will be, probably the first of many times you'll be cursing about Guerrero hitting the ball out of the ballpark, right? I mean, it's going to happen a lot.
There's no question. He's a special-looking hitter. And, after a little bit of a slow start when he first got called up, he's been swinging the bat really well the last few weeks and has everything that all the good hitter seem to have. He, understands the strike zone, got a really good swing, and obviously that power to all fields, and he got us last night.
And I gather he's a lot more selective than his father, who was a notorious bad ball hitter.
Yeah, that's kind of the one seems like little difference between the two. I mean obviously Vladdy Sr. is an all-timer but was a free swinger and handled a lot of pitches. Vladdy Jr. is definitely a guy that understands his own, will take his walk, and you've got to make pitches if you're going to be successful against him.
Talking with Aaron Boone before the Yankee game tonight, there's been reports the last 2 days that Judge may return for the London series. Is that a timetable?
Well, I wouldn't say it's a timetable. I think actually somebody asked me yesterday if it was possible, and I said I didn't want you saying I was putting that timetable on, but I do believe it's possible. He's doing really well. I think he was hitting outside today down in Tampa and doing all his defensive work, and he's the pain's out of there. He's letting it rip, and now it's just about building him up because of the injury. You know, when he was down for so long, the big thing with him now is, even though he's healthy, is building up the reps and building up that stamina that it's going to take to come back and play every day. But he's definitely moving in a really good direction.
Let's take him from the top. How about Didi?
Didi is he's off today and headed to Cleveland with the idea that he will be activated tomorrow and in our lineup.
Wow. Now, are you going to the rotation field you've talked about so much, where LeMahieu will play some third, some first, and basically you'll rotate everybody around with LeMahieu playing every day? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's the idea. I mean, most of our guys, you know, especially as Didi comes back, you know, he's even though he's played a lot and had a lot of at bats, he's still only played 2 days in a row in the field, so he'll get built up kind of slowly, where he'll be playing, you know, probably 2 out of 3 initially, and then built up to 3 and 4 days in a row. So, you know, there's an off day there every few days where somebody's in there. You give, you know, Glaber a day a week or DJ a day a week, and then all of a sudden there's 4 or 5 starts for Urshela in a week. So I do believe it should work itself out in a good way and hopefully allow these guys to all stay fresh as well.
LeMahieu's had an amazing season. I mean, you know, I was at the game against Sale the other night when he obviously was the big star, but it's there every day. I mean, he has been in a season where you've had some really top performances from Sanchez, from Torres, from different guys. LeMahieu might be your most consistent everyday player.
There's no question. He's been everything we had hoped for, I think, just from not only the quality of the bats day in and day out, you know, obviously leading off a lot for us lately, but a guy that's hit all over the lineup for us, been productive with runners on base. He's been a catalyst at the top, but then the defensive part, we knew we were getting a Gold Glove caliber second baseman, which we've seen, but you know, we're excited about the potential of the versatility that he brought defensively, and he's certainly done that. He's played a little bit of first to this point, but the third base has been excellent, of course the second, and you know, he's just been in a season where obviously we've dealt with our share of injuries and adversity. He's been a really good constant for us, and his versatility has really paid dividends for us as well.
What has your role been with Frazier? Have you let Frazier handle it, this himself and kind of sort this stuff out himself, or have you kind of tried to lead him through this thing?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we've all had our, you know, conversations with him and try and as best we can be part of, you know, helping him at this level and all the things you got to deal with here. Obviously, you know, we've got a lot of veteran players here that are outstanding sounding boards and we feel like can help lead them, but you know, you also got to go through it on your own and navigate this kind of stuff yourself ultimately, but it is incumbent on all of us to try and help out the situation as best we can, and certainly one of my jobs.
You know, some guys play well with a chip on their shoulder. I mean, there have been a lot of good players who have been that way, you know, a lot of them. Eddie Murray, I can think of. Carlton didn't talk to anybody. I mean, I can think of some guys. Now, you better be good if you do it, but you know what? It can be done.
Exactly. Look, you know, at the end of the day, these guys are individuals, you know, we're not into, you know, as much as we try and educate our guys and help them in their growth and development, not only on the field, but off the field as well. You know, they are individuals and, you know, we try and allow them to, you know, express themselves how they feel, while all along the way, trying to help them and guide them as best we can as well.
I'm talking with Aaron Boone. We mentioned Didi, who's on his way back. Where's Stanton right now?
Stanton is in Tampa doing well. Been taking live ABs outside the last couple of days, doing all his defensive work, getting really close to his arc runs, which are one of the last things you need to do from a protocol standpoint before you get back out there. And so he should be getting really close to getting back into some game action.
And what about, because we always forget to mention Tulowitzki, what's going on with him?
So Tulo is, you know, just he's pretty much over the hump and he's pretty much healed from the injury, but just having a hard time getting to that finish line. And we've actually given him a couple days and he's gone home for a couple days to just kind of try and sort some things out. And we're just kind of trying to support him through this time.
Gotcha. So that comeback was going to be a tough one. We knew that from the beginning. So we knew that was the case. How about Betances?
Dellin's doing great. Threw to hitters yesterday for the first time down in Tampa. Went well. He felt really good. Felt like it was, I think from his standpoint, you know, the way he put it was just felt way better than when he was in spring training and just felt like he was a little bit restricted and felt like he could let it go yesterday. So he'll be off from throwing today. I think he throws another side, I believe, tomorrow. And then we'll see about maybe starting a rehab assignment for him as well.
And then Severino.
Sevy's just in the early days of throwing again. His most recent one, I believe, was yesterday out to 60 feet where he 50 throws. So he'll gradually now start backing up 75, 90, 120. And then once he graduates from those, then he'll start to get back up at the mound. So he's probably look at it as in the early days of spring training right now.
Well, you got Hap on the mound tonight. What about Hap so far? What have you thought about Hap this season?
You know, obviously it's been a little bit up and down for him, and he's, you know, gotten hurt by the long ball a little bit, but we've been really excited about what we've seen his last two starts. Was excellent in Kansas City, where I think he had a 10 strikeout, no walk performance, where his stuff was really, really good. Then last time went out 5+, pitched well against Boston and holding them to a run. So we feel like he's building some momentum and hoping that he can go out and give us a good outing tonight. But we feel like he's starting to really gain some traction and feel like hopefully he's about to go on one of those good runs where, you know, you can just really hand him the ball and know what you're going to get.
You got Subway Series coming up Monday and Tuesday. Do you look forward to that?
I do. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's course of a long season. There's different series games, you know, we go to London, those kind of things that, you know, that 162 season can get, you know, a little monotonous for guys. So I think anytime you throw something that's a little bit different or maybe generates a little more buzz like that series will, I think is a good thing for all of our players and gives you a little extra fire when you're playing every day.
Do you feel like, you know, do you look at Aaron like this great streak you were in is now over because now you've hit a little patch, you got through the Red Sox, now is it feel like you're into a different little phase of the season, or is that little magical mystery tour that went on for like 40 games, is that over now? Do you sense that, or is there more of that to come?
No, I absolutely believe there's more of that to come. I think we have a chance here to have a really special club. You know, we're excited about some of our obviously core key players that, you know, with starting with Didi tomorrow, hopefully are starting to get really close to back to returning with us. And we know that's going to make us a better club. And, you know, I think the good thing is to this point, we've put ourselves in a really good position to go out and have that special season just based on what guys have done, you know, in the face of adversity, in the face of dealing with a lot of injuries. So we've put ourselves in that spot. We got a long way to go. And now we look forward to some other guys getting into the fold and helping us to continue this season.
Yeah, you know, you don't realize how long some of your sluggers have been gone. They've been gone a long time.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, as everyone's seen, though, we've had so many guys step up and play critical roles to help us keep it going and continue to win games, and that doesn't change, and we'll look forward to kind of welcoming them slowly but surely back into the fold.
I was watching the Met game today, and there were a couple of these goofy home runs. I went and looked. There's 150 players on pace to hit 20 or more homers this year.
Wow.
Homer numbers are way up. You see them to the opposite mm-hmm. field. You see banjo hitters hitting it to the opposite field. Is it the ball?
I don't know. You know, I mean, we certainly speculate on that. I mean, it's hard to know for sure. It definitely seems like balls are flying, but I also don't want to take away from, you know, that's an emphasis in the game now and how guys even starting at a young age in youth baseball and stuff of learning how to impact the ball and get the ball in the air and drive the ball out of the ballpark. So I think it's partly a result of more guys across the board being capable of doing that, you know, coupled with the fact that, you know, we're seeing, you know, more stuff and velocity, which if you catch it right, you know, tends to fly. But, you know, is the ball playing a factor? It could be, but,
you
but
know,
the,
no it's, amazing how many, it's amazing how many opposite field homers we see now. No question. I mean, when I was young, we didn't see a lot of opposite field homers.
No.
That was for the big guys. Now we see opposite field homers every game.
No question. And I look, I think it's part the players and the evolution of you know, just athletes, bigger, stronger, faster, more efficient, more understanding of how to impact balls and get balls in the air and do those kind of things. So I think more guys across the board are capable of it. But if you told me the ball was, you know, partly in there, I'd believe that too.
All right. Listen, enjoy the weekend. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right. Aaron Boone, as the Yankees start to come back. So Didi's on his way back. So what that will mean immediately is this, is that, and you heard the Tula, which I'll get to in a second. That means that Didi immediately will not play the field every day. So what you're going to have is Didi at short. When you go with the infield number one is Voit at first, Torres at second, Didi at short, and LeMayu at third. Then you start your swing. Torres goes to short to spell Didi. LeMayu goes to second, and Gio plays third. Then you have a day where you give Torres off, same thing happens. Then you have a day where you give Voit off or send Voit to the DH, and that moves Gio back into third and LeMayu to first. So you have a way to keep Gio in the rotation probably 4 days a week and keep the other guys in the rotation 6 days a week. Maybe once in a while they go all seven, depending on the week. But those are your primaries. Your primaries are Voit, Torres, Didi, and LeMayu. And then your fifth is Gio. Now, Gio just got a big boost by hearing, and no one's wishing him ill, but you just heard him say that they're sending Turlo home for a couple of days because it's tough. He might really be struggling, and his role here that he had hoped for is gone. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Tulowitzki. I'm kind of getting the idea we might not see him. And that Gio stays as the guy who's in the rotation, and they rotate LeMayu around the other three regulars, Didi, Torres, and Voit. Back after this. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.